She had eyes of startling brilliancy, but it was the brilliancy of steel rather than of diamonds, and her straight, slim figure was a shade too stiff for its grace. Her younger sister was like her shortened shadow, a little greyer, paler, and more insignificant. They both wore a businesslike black, with little masculine cuffs and collars. There are thousands of such curt, strenuous ladies in the offices of London, but the interest of these lay rather in their real than their apparent position. For Pauline Stacey, the elder, was actually the heiress of a crest and half a county, as well as great wealth. She had been brought up in castles and gardens before a frigid fierceness peculiar to the modern woman had driven her to what she considered a harsher and higher existence. She had not, indeed, surrendered her money. In that, there would have been a romantic or monkish abandon, quite alien to her masterful utilitarianism. She held her wealth, she would say, for use upon practical social objects. Part of it she'd put into her business, the nucleus of a model typewriting emporium. Part of it was distributed in various leagues and causes for the advancement of such work among women. How far Joan, her sister and partner, shared this slightly prosaic idealism, no one could be very sure, but she followed her leader with a dog-like affection, which was somehow more attractive, with its touch of tragedy, than the hard high spirits of the